You are listening to FOW Live on the FOW Radio Network. I am Patrick. As always with me, my co-host with the most, Danny Danger.
Yes, I am here. I am with you as always, as you say. Goodness gracious, how many years have we done FOW? I feel like we're on 6 or 7 at this point, right?
Yeah. We met in 2015. I want to say you probably got on board late in the year, really full time.
Yeah.
2016. So.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Dang. So 6+ years at this point. Goodness gracious, time flies, doesn't it? Well, we're here again.
And bless your heart, because you've actually are willing to put up with me and listen to my terrible takes for this long.
So, well, yeah, that's true. But thankfully we do kind of give each other guff about our own terrible takes. So I think it works out okay.
Yeah, for sure. Obviously. As much as Eric wanted to be here for this part of the show, he always seems to miss it somehow.
We might have to start saving this part of the show till the end, just so we can make sure Eric's here and we can hear the clicking of whatever controller he's playing on a game or something as we listen to this instead.
Or the bags of chips that he's
crunching loudly on some chips or something, making himself food in the kitchen, clanging pans and stuff, because it really means that much to him. It's such an important part of his life.
Well, life is life, right? As long as it keeps him living. So I didn't realize that New Japan was having shows in Australia at the same time that New Japan was having the Collision Series.
I didn't think the Australia shows were for another couple weeks, I guess. Some of the talent went down to Australia, and some of them got to come to DC and Philadelphia.
Yeah, so of course we had Sakura Genesis, which was big one which covered last week. New Japan Pro Wrestling Tamashii 5 and 6.
Okay.
Happened at this April 14 and 15. So, Shingo, Robbie Eagles, and Goto were the main.
Main guys from Japan that went over.
Yeah. And Bad Luck Fale, is Bad Luck officially gone from Bullet Club?
No. As far as I know, if he's still part of it, he's just been spending more time in Australia, getting everything kind of running there. They have their dojo system there, and similar to like the LA dojo, and so they that's where kind of they've been doing these Tamashii shows. So I think he's pretty much been heading up there, but it has been a while since he's been there. I mean, he's as of now he's the only one of the core four that's still actively working with New Japan. Tama is, but Tama's definitely not a part of Bullet Club. They have talk that Devitt and even Anderson are still part of Bullet Club.
If I stand corrected, Finn is the only Bullet Club leader that was never kicked out. He left his own, right?
Well, see, I don't. AJ technically wasn't kicked out either, was he? I don't. Well, no, he was, right?
Yeah, he was. Kenny.
Yeah. But they've also said that he's still in. At least the Good Brothers did, I thought.
Right. The Good Brothers are part of the Elite. The Elite is different, right?
It's not. No, really. The Good Brothers are not part of the Elite.
They were with AEW. They surely were. They were wearing the Elite T-shirts.
Well, see, there's also now a new Bullet Club subgroup, speaking of All Elite, where Jay White and Juice Robinson are running together, causing mayhem and calling themselves Bullet Club Gold.
Not Black
and Gold. But David Finlay claims that they are not part of Bullet Club.
Mm-hmm.
Juice never got kicked out. You know, Juice just didn't re-sign with New Japan. Jay kind of got kicked out by David, but at the time, we didn't know that David was part of Bullet Club.
Yeah, we didn't realize that he that he was going to be the de facto leader of Bullet Club.
Yeah.
But yeah, David Finlay, the Rebel, the new leader of the Bullet Club, and he kicks out ELP, and then he brings in Clark Connor.
Yeah, Clark Connors, yeah. Brings him in at the USA shows here at Capital Collision in D.C., which our co-host, we maybe speak with her on air about once a month, maybe less, was working the shows there, brother, as administrative and making sure everybody was supposed to, was where they were supposed to be and all those things. But it was at that show that Clark Connors joined after the six-man tag that Clark was a part of. He attacked the DKC and beat him up, and then later David Finlay brought him out with the Bullet Club shirt and said, you know, Clark was the kind of young, hungry competitor that he was looking for Bullet Club. Somebody who's angry and looking to do whatever it takes to, elevate their career. And I think it's an interesting choice. I like Clark Connors a lot. I'm interested to see what this does with, what he does. Does he just kind of become Finley's number two and basically be there to take pinfalls in tag matches with David Finlay? Or does he, start gunning for titles right away? I'm curious to see. I mean, the only person in Bullet Club right now who has a championship is Kenta. And that's the strong openweight championship.
Yep. Which, he successfully retained
after
defeating
Eddie Edwards. Hikuleo made the challenge, so it seems that at the next big show at Wrestling Dontaku, it seems that Strong Openweight Championship will be defended against Hikuleo, and I believe this will actually be the first time the Strong Openweight Championship has been defended in Japan, if I remember correctly. I think Lawler had dropped the belt by the time he came to the G1 last year. And I don't think Rosser ever went to the States or ever went to Japan as champion. I think this will be the first time it's technically supposed to be kind of a US-based belt. But I think it'll be interesting to have it defended in Japan as well, similar to how they've had some of the New Japan titles defended in the United States.
Right. Well, I mean, more and more we are seeing the strong open weight titles in general are more out there, because now Aussie Open are not only New Japan Pro Wrestling, heavyweight tag team champions, but they are also now the open weight tag team champions. So we're gonna see them with both belts when they go back to New Japan.
Yeah, and. Well, so that would leave, I'm curious to see you know, with Forbidden Door 2 looming in June, I'm curious to see which titles may be defended there. You know, would they do both belts or would they do just one championship? Speculated that they would do Aussie Open versus FTR as a rematch, but I don't know if they would do it for both sets of belts or if they would do it for just the one set of belts, the IWGP, which FTR is technically a top contender for still after losing them at Wrestle Kingdom.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I mean, there's going to be a lot of questions answered. One question that we didn't get answered was who was going to be the number one contender for the IWGP United States title, and that is Lance Archer. And sounds like Archer has called his shot for that Toronto show, Forbidden Door 2, to challenge Kenny Omega.
Okay, interesting. I like that. I like that. You know, I mean, I like Archer a lot and I'm glad to see him back, getting a featured spot on a big show. I mean, cause for a while there, it was kind of, he was just wrestling on Dark and not really getting a whole lot of matches on TV. So, you know, I mean, whether he wins the belt or not, you know, it's a belt he's held before. So I'm interested to see where he goes with that. If he's able to defeat Omega or what?
You're most likely or what? But yeah. So those are the shows that happened. And so announced also big announcements. New Japan, I mean, the last week has kind of, you know, blown us up. First, they had the press conference last week with AJPW and Noah. And announcing that they will be having a joint show on June to the 9th called All Together Again.
I'm trying to think. If I remember correctly, it's been since like the 90s since they did one of these. Like, it's been a long time. I don't remember the exact year, but I think it's been easily, over 20 years since they did a show with all three companies.
Yeah. So those were huge news, right? I mean,
yeah.
Obviously, the relationship between Noah and New Japan Pro Wrestling, we saw what they were able to do together with Wrestle Kingdom, whatever it is they called it, Wrestle Kingdom.
The Wrestle Kingdom, yeah. Night 3. And then,
yeah.
Then Okada was back for, you know, another match. And as far as I know, Tetsuya Naito is still technically a roster member on the Pro Wrestling Noah webpage because he's a free agent. He's not contracted by New Japan exclusively right now. Kojima had been wrestling there and, not lost his tag team championship not long ago. And over in All Japan, Yuji Nagata won the heavyweight championship over there. So, New Japan guys, you know, third generation guys at least, going over to the other companies and making big waves, getting opportunities that they felt like they weren't getting in New Japan, and taking those, you know, taking top spots.
Yeah. I don't remember if we mentioned this last week, but the G1 returns.
Yeah, we did mention about it coming back this summer. Yeah. Because we're still speculating on what Gaijins would come in now that, you know, we're pretty much as close to normal as we're ever going to get again, as far as travel and you know, working relationships and these kind of things, you know, post-COVID. So I could see, you know, more people happening, especially, you know, if they kind of use Forbidden Door 2 as a way to kind of maybe plant some seeds of who might represent All Elite Wrestling in the G1, whether there is a representative this year or not, we'll see. A lot of speculation about old American Dragon making his return to Japan.
Right. Not impossible. Also announced by New Japan Pro Wrestling was the return to Philadelphia in August. But this time, they will be teaming up once again with Impact Wrestling after the successful show that they had in LA, WrestleMania weekend.
Yeah, the successful Multiverse United show, yeah.
So they're going to do Multiverse United 2, For Whom the Bell Tolls. So that's going
to take Undertaker to New Japan and Impact confirmed.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's going to take place in Philadelphia on August 20th.
Now that's exciting too, because the Multiverse show was really good. A lot of good matchups and stuff. So, you know, you get all these working relationships back and forth. And, you know, it's good for everybody. It's good for the fans. It's good for the wrestlers to be able to kind of test themselves against people, you know, outside the regular roster of their company. And hopefully, you know, especially this Multiverse show that's, the second one will also help bring more eyes to Impact Wrestling, because, you know, Eric and I have talked for, you know, years and years, you know, Impact may be a little bit harder to find on your TV and unfortunately still carries the stigma of Hogan and Bischoff stink. But, you know, they've been consistently producing quality content for years. So if we can get more people to view them, I think it'll be, you know, really, really good, because then they can go through, hopefully continue further and everything. Continue to expand further and maybe get to a bigger network or, you know, somewhere that's easier for fans. I mean, yes, they're on YouTube and they have their, you know, YouTube Plus and all this, but with the influx of wrestling content on TV, I think fans want something they can easily find. You know, USA Network or TNT or whatever. You want like a major cable channel. You want something that's going to be featured in more homes to have a possibility for more eyes to get on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I do believe Eric is here in attendance. He's just been keeping to himself.
All the announcements, I just have him speechless.
Yeah, that's it.
No, Eric just doesn't give a shit about Japanese wrestling, unless it has to do with Joshi.
Eric sounds a little grumpy. Did his team not win today's sports ball?
No, he's not grumpy. He just doesn't give a shit about Japanese wrestling outside of Joshi.
I think his game was yesterday, and they did win.
They indeed did the W.
Okay. So then you can humor us.
I will be attendance.
So you can humor us. Rejoice that your Boston Celtics are winning and go on with the bet.
What bet?
How about the pro wrestling in Japan?
Oh no, I don't give a shit about that.
I'm saying, get some happiness in your urine and fake it. You're ruining. Do it for the bit, my friend. All right. So Wrestling Dontaku, of course, one day before my birthday, the matches outside. You know, I'm going to skip all the multi-man matches, but. Yeah, so open weight like as we said, the strong openweight title is going to be defended. Kenta versus Hikuleo. Zack Sabre Jr. defends the TV title against Jeff Cobb. The never openweight, yeah, here we go. So the never openweight six-man tag team titles are going to be defended. Strong Style will be defending versus Okada and two partners.
Okada and two mystery partners. So we can pretty much at this point guess that one of them will not be Tanahashi, as Tanahashi injured his rib at in Washington, D.C. and was unable to compete at the second show in Philly. So don't know how long that will keep Okada out or Tanahashi out of action, but I would assume at least a few weeks through Dontaku.
Yeah. Tama Tonga will defend the never open weight title against David Finlay. And Sonata, of course, defending his IWGP World Heavyweight title against Hiromu.
Interesting stuff.
Yeah. So it's really going to be a fun, fun show. So we also have the 30th Best of the Super Juniors scheduled to start May 12th. They haven't announced the contestants yet, so they probably may wait until
the Dontaku probably will be my guess. Yeah.
Right. Make sure they got all their ducks in a row and
confirmed and all that stuff. Yeah.
Right. Of course. New Japan Pro Wrestling will also be back in the United States on May the 21st for Strong Resurgence. That's another pay-per-view that you'll have to pay to watch. Of course, scheduled right now.
Yeah.
It's your number one contenders. It's another number one contendership match for the United States title. Tanahashi versus Ospreay. So
I guess that is also dependent on both of Tanahashi those men. Yeah.
Ospreay said that he's cleared to wrestle. He's been cleared.
Oh, okay.
But now he's just taking his time.
Taking his time, kind of getting back in ring shape, that kind of thing.
Yeah. So that's that. And then, of course, like I said, the big New Japan Russian. But before that, though, we have the Big Dominion show June the 4th. I'm assuming that whoever wins the Best of the Super Juniors, if it's not Hiromu, will be.
Even if it is Hiromu, I mean, similar to the G1. He would then get to pick his opponent for his next defense.
Okay, I'm sorry. And I did totally forget. So Lance Archer won his number one contendership match, but that was not the number one contendership match. I forgot they were in a 4-person mini tournament.
Okay.
So Lance Archer apparently will be wrestling the winner of Tanahashi and Ospreay.
Okay.
At Dominion,
okay.
So, yeah. So whoever wins at Resurgence will have to 2 weeks later fly to Osaka and face Archer.
And then go back to the U.S. to face Kenny Omega.
Well, go to Canada, right? The planet.
Well, that's true, yeah.
Which is interesting. I mean, could you imagine being you have both Tanahashi and Ospreay, right? Coming back from injuries, facing each other. It was probably going to be a very, very competitive, very, very
physical match. Yeah, they're going to beat the hell out of each other. Yeah.
On their return match. And then 2 weeks later, they got to face Archer.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Kenny, so I think he's not doing so bad here. I mean,
yeah, he might be picking scraps regardless. Yeah, he might just be picking scraps.
But yeah, so that's pretty much New Japan through June.
Mika here in the chat has also mentioned that New Japan is doing the All-Star Junior Festival USA. That was announced, and that will be held at the 2300 in Philadelphia on August 19th. So I'm guessing that'll be juniors, you know, from multiple companies here in the United States. I don't know if it's going to be kind of a Super J Cup, where it's a, you know, one night tournament, people representing different companies, or whether most of them will be, you know, U.S. based New Japan talent. Not really sure. I guess yet again the lineup will probably be announced much closer to the date. But that is another show that was announced here in the U.S. So we're firing on a, you know, it's going to be a hot summer as far as New Japan's concerned, with, you know, there, you know, shows in Japan, shows in the United States, you know, combo co-branded shows with Forbidden Door 2 and the Multiverse United 2, Electric Boogaloo, and then this the All-Star Junior Super Junior Festival USA. So it's summer's heating up for New Japan.
Yeah. It definitely is. Of course, everything leading to the summer's big G1 climax. Can't wait for that. So, breaking news. We haven't really talked much local stuff lately. But, you know, of course, the Scenic City Invitational will be this summer as well, July 16th and 17th, or no, 14th and 15th. It's Friday and Saturday. 17th is Monday. Yeah. So they're getting away from their usual August date and going in July. Of course, since they announced, you know, Shug, you know, a good friend of the show and ours, as being the first entrant, I said to myself, I gotta be there. You know, as they kept announcing names, I could say, oh my gosh, this is gonna be an easy one for Shug. You know, this is gonna be the Shug Invitational here. And today, they just announced the latest entrant. And I told myself, your boy Shug is going to need some extra support. Timothy Thatcher is the next official entrant in the CNC Invitational. No April Fool's jokes this time. All right. I triple check.
For Wrestling Noah. You know, so this will be a big get, you know, probably I would say possibly the biggest name that Scenic City's had since Chris Hero.
Yes, it's 2016.
Yeah.
This is gonna be wild. You know, I mean, we already know, you know, it's like tickets are already limited because the venue that they chose to do this in, the TWE Arena, definitely gonna get filled up. See Timothy Thatcher. Crack some bones, lots of bones. Hopefully none of Shug's.
No. We don't need Shug getting busted up.
No, not at all. Not at all. Yeah. But before we hit the summer, we need to finish the spring.
Spring Stampede.
Now we're gonna do some spring breaking. Close. Next week's NXT percent spring break. Yeah.
So, disappointed they didn't go. They're not doing Hog Wild and Sturgis this year.
No.
That's a shame.
WWE's not gonna take all of WCW's bad ideas. Just so.
Sir, Hog Wild was an awesome idea. Okay.
If you like hogs, sure. All right. So here, so far, the matches announced. Oba Femi will be wrestling somebody to be announced later. Brooks Jensen and Kiana James will be facing off against Josh Briggs and Fallon Henley. You know, nothing's going so well with Jensen and Briggs since their last week's scuffle. Lara Valkyria, I can never say her name right, will be facing off against Cora Jade. For some reason, Indy Hart will be defending the NXT Women's title against Roxanne Perez and Tiffany Stratton.
I think Gigi needed a nine shots and she got screwed out of it by her former partner.
Yeah. Pretty Deadly will be facing off against the family in a trunk match. I missed this week's NXT, so I don't know what a trunk match is. Is this like you put your opponent?
I'm guessing it's like an ambulance match, but you got to put them in the trunk of a car. Would be my guess. I don't know, but that would be my guess. You know, they're Italian mafia guys. You know, you throw somebody in the trunk of a car. I guess.
I hope this is an SUV. That way, they can comfortably fit in the back.
No, that's the point. I think the point is you're not supposed to fit comfortably. They don't like you. They don't want you to fit comfortably in something, sir.
Hey, but hey, if it is some type of SUV, I wonder if it's be the same SUV that's been kidnapping other people. I was just paying attention. Andrew Chase will be facing off against Braun Breaker. Apparently, Braun has gone bad. And not only has he gone bad, but he's made it his mission to end Chase U.
He's just jealous that they wouldn't draft him. Okay.
Mika Villas thinks that it could be a fashion trunk. Like decorate your trunk, like trunk or treat. That sounds more like a Halloween thing.
Yeah, we just said it wasn't Halloween Havoc. It's called Hog Wild, okay? And it's in Sturgis. Motorcycle circle the ring.
It's called Spring Break. And it's happening in Orlando.
Instead of cheering, they rev the engines on their motorcycles.
No. Spring Breaking in Orlando, Florida. All right. Carmelo Hayes will be defending the NXT title against Grayson Waller. Pretty Deadly are like models.
I still don't know what a fashion trunk is. Eric, we're no longer talking about Japan. If you care to chime in. You like the NXT and your boy's pretty deadly.
I'm sorry.
But I thought that the maximum male models for the models are... Mika, is Mika trying to say that pretty deadly are like the maximum male models?
They're better.
So...
But I mean, their gimmick's not like model-y. It's like
they're Siegfried and Roy. They're not models, okay? Yeah, they're magicians.
Like Metro. Isn't that what it's called?
It was. I don't think they use the term Metro anymore.
Are they still called the Maximum Male Models, or are they, has the name changed?
No, they're still Maximum.
All right, so that's Spring Breaking.
Wild and Sturgeon.
We I can't imagine
Hogwild.
Because apparently Danny's trying to release some fantasies from the late 90s.
Hogwild would be fun. Let's do it.
That's what I'm saying. They used Halloween Havoc and fucking War Games and all this shit. Bring back Hogwild. And then in November, bring back World War III. You got a bunch of people on the PC who don't know how to wrestle. Throw them in the fucking Battle Royal. Let them just get tossed over. Let them be the 60 to fill up three rings.
That's all we need. They can do Starcade in December.
Yep.
And then we can do Hogwild.
Yep. Uncensored.
No. Uncensored doesn't really work, but Super Brawl.
Why wouldn't Uncensored work?
I just don't see it fitting in the calendar. I don't think you can have two shows between Royal Rumble and WrestleMania.
But if we do Fall Brawl, are we going to have to make War Games NXT permanent then?
I mean, I think at this point it is.
It seems like it kind of is the NXT gimmick.
I was about to say, I thought NXT lost it. Like, it got promoted to the main roster.
It's probably flubbed. Yeah.
Maybe it'll get drafted back to NXT.
Yeah, maybe it will for the draft. Or maybe think about how shitty that would be, though. If you're on the main roster and then they're like drafting NXT and you're like, fuck, does this mean I gotta move to that stupid apartment complex and fucking Azalea Park?
I actually have a friend that lives in that
apartment. I know.
Which is kind of neat. His next door neighbors are pretty deadly, which is kind of dope.
You need to get him to talk to them and get you, you know, get him to send you a shout out and stuff. He needs to become friends.
Just gas, man.
So, two matches have been announced for Backlash, and it is announced that it is already sold out.
As it should be. I figured it would be. Relatively.
I mean, what else do people have to do in that island, you know? All you have to say is Bad Bunny, and that was going to sell out.
You probably just have to say WWE because it's been a long time since WWE has been there, so that's probably what people were there about.
2005.
Yeah.
Do you not underestimate the power of the creator of the Bunny Destroyer? So now, so far, 6-man tag match. Matt Riddle, Kevin Owens, and Sami Zayn versus the Bloodlines, Solo Sikoa, and the Usos.
Anybody that ties with Matt Riddle is like their ass whooped.
And Cody Rhodes will be facing off against Brock Lesnar.
But no Bad Bunny match announced yet.
Not yet. I mean, we're saving the best for last.
Yeah, we're waiting to give Roman his match title.
Let's not forget, Bad Bunny suffered a terrible injury by the horrible actions of Damian Priest and like the night after WrestleMania. So
maybe fans still recovering. Should try slapping the wrestlers and they wouldn't get put through tables.
There you go. You step in the ring, it's fair fucking game.
Just ask okay. Murder One.
Yeah, did you guys see that video? That
sure fucking did.
That's why we were talking about it, yeah.
Sure fucking did.
Fan tried to slide in on some shit. And
out of everybody in the fucking building, why would you slide in the ring on the guy named Murder One?
Uh-huh. And Joe Black was also in the ring, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. Yeah. Joe Black. People should have learned not to try to step to Joe Black. He'll dive over the fucking guardrail and beat your ass, okay?
Murder One was just waiting. He was like, I'll stomp your ass out, bitch.
Mika, you are listening to Danny watching New Japan Pro Wrestling or something or other.
I'm finishing up Capital Collision, yeah. I'm trying to see Mika Villas on the video feed here.
Yeah.
Danny
does not believe in watching any wrestling on mute, even in the middle of a podcast.
No. We're talking about wrestling. Why can't I watch wrestling while we talk about it, huh?
You can, but you got to understand. Some listeners do not like to hear all that background noise when they're trying to listen to our sultry voices talk about said pro wrestling.
I think they probably do. I think it gives it a more authentic feel, like we're there in the arena.
Mika was in the backstage area, so you're not going to see her.
Well, she should have ran out during the main event and kind of come through the entrance and waved or something so I could see her.
Right. Well, lower your volume a tad, please, if you will.
If it's too loud, you're too old, okay?
I think my dog just had a dog.
Cool. You'll be rich. He's a boy dog that had a baby.
I've been rubbing his tummy for like 20 minutes. Stood up and like... all of his hair fell out. I guess it's all of his like sheddy hair.
Yeah, it's when shedding the winter coat and all that stuff. Were you rubbing his tummy or the red rocket? What came out?
Rubbing his tum tum.
You want to play in the red rocket game?
Unless I'm leaning in.
All right. So yeah, I'm assuming we're still gonna have that match with. Bad Bunny and Rey Mysterio versus Judgment Day.
Hope not. Dominic needs to just get away from his father. He's a terrible influence.
I thought it was already decided that's not his real father anyways.
Well, he might not be his father, but he's his daddy. Terrible, terrible dad. We've already established that he's a terrible father. So,
So apparently Wardlow has won back his championship that he lost.
Yeah, they hot potatoed that thing. It's like every other week somebody else is the TNT champion.
Mm-hmm.
Powerhouse will win it again next week. It's okay. And Sammy Guevara will win it in 3 weeks. And then somebody else will win it in 5.
So there are rumors that there's going to be another AEW show.
It's not a rumor, it's confirmed.
What is it?
It's going to be on Saturdays.
So,
there's talk about a brand split. That's the rumor, is that they're giving CM Punk the Saturday show to keep him away from the Elite.
Wait a minute. They're doing a third TV show.
Yep.
Yeah. And they're going to do a brand split.
Essentially. Or at least they're going to put... It's going to be like, from what I understand, it's a soft brand split. It might not necessarily be like... everybody, but the rumor is Punk is going to be the main guy on Saturdays.
Straight Edge Saturday nights, brother.
Yeah, let me watch that show if there's not going to be any of the Elite fuckers on that bitch.
Let me guess. It's going to be a 6:05?
No. It's going to be at 8 o'clock.
Good. Okay, good. TBS or TNT?
That part, I don't know.
It's going to be on Turner Classic Movies.
Is that the whole thing?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll put it on Cartoon Network. Because that show's full of clowns.
Toonami!
Oh, I thought you were going to say CM Punk's joke.
No, the only jokes in that company are the executive vice president and the owner of the company.
So, Rampage. El Hijo de Vikingo, after facing off Jay White on Wednesday, will be facing up against Realistico this Friday. Jay Lethal and Jeff Jarrett teaming up with FTR. To face off against the Varsity Athletes and Slim J. Kiera Hogan versus Jerry Hart. John Moxley versus Christopher Daniels. All right. This game's over. Interesting. Why do they need a third? What do they need? I mean, okay. So we do know that they do have. I mean, do you not have enough wrestling for these people between the two TV shows they already have? And the two YouTube TV shows they already have.
And the Honor Club. So there's already 5 nights of AEW television. And we're going to add a 6th.
Yeah, but nobody watches the YouTube shows. It's like Main Event. Nobody watches that shit.
I mean, I never have.
I mean,
and nobody really watches Rampage either.
People do. You know, people have to. Otherwise, they, you know, it wouldn't be beneficial for them to keep doing it.
Look, I mean, fucking Dynamite barely hits 1 million on most weeks, if they even do hit 1 million. So, I mean, the damn product's not profitable. But I don't know. There's so much that they could be doing with that show, but they've just decided not to.
They're appeasing their audience and selling a fuck ton of t-shirts. So, you know, that's what the main goal is, right?
Well, the problem is while yes, you are appeasing your audience, what are you doing to grow the audience?
Yeah. They, you know, made the reality show with Adam Cole and Britt Baker. Trying to get reality show wrestlers fans to watch that, and then, you know, I gotta see these folks in action. And then you tune in Wednesday night. And before you know it, you're watching wrestling 6 nights a week, brother. On the All Elite Wrestling Network.
I don't even know if the people on Dark and Dark Elevation even watch the program. You okay, Brad? I was having like a sneezing fit.
It's because he's allergic to his own hair. And you said I mean, scattered it everywhere.
Probably.
So, apparently Dax Harwood's podcast is coming to an end.
I didn't realize he had his own podcast. So, cool. Yeah. Good for him.
So,
series finale, brother.
Did you know that Regal had a podcast while he was with AEW's?
Yeah, I did not.
3 or 4 weeks. Or all something right. Like that.
Yeah.
Everybody and their mother's got a podcast. I mean, fucking, we got one. Ours is going on 7 years strong, brother.
So,
William Regal didn't last 7 years.
Yeah. When Regal went back to the WWE, he ended his podcast, but basically gave Harwood the feed. So then he rebranded the podcast to become his FTR with Dax Harwood.
Become the Get Wood with Dax Harwood podcast.
Yeah. So, but apparently He's ending that now.
Okay, so who's he gonna?
Good.
Who's he gonna hand it to?
No one, like, from what I hear.
I've actually heard it, but
well, a lot of the AEW people were getting pissy because he was defending CM Punk.
Oh yeah, because he's friends with Punk, so he was like trying to defend him and say, yeah, you know, blah blah, and tell his side of the story.
Yeah, you can't go against the grain in All Elite, apparently.
I mean, you're really not supposed to go against the grain anywhere.
Yeah, I disagree.
You kind of do when the fans get mad at you.
Fuck conformity. I don't know.
Mika says at one point they really had lots of programming.
They still do.
They still do.
Nobody watches it.
Yeah.
Outside of Raw, SmackDown, and NXT and the pay-per-views, I mean, you've still got Main Event. You've got Level Up. You've got...
Yeah, but aren't those both Hulu / online exclusives or whatever?
Yeah, they are. I mean, it's essentially...
Dark and Dark Elevation.
Dark and Dark Elevation.
Yeah.
So, I mean, as much as I don't want to defend All Elite, I mean, you got to... If you think that they have too many shows, I mean, it's kind of up the same boat as WWE. They kind of all have the same amount of shows. There's going to be three on network television and two online exclusives now.
Yeah.
And we have been...
Well, then All Elite has Honor Club, too. Has the Ring of Honor show weekly, too. So they have Dark Elevation.
I mean, I get that ROH. That's together, but I feel like it's kind of separate. But I get it's together.
I mean, it's NXT, basically. I mean, I count it as All Elite television.
That's fair. That's fair. So, I guess it is owned by All Elite, so that does kind of...
Yeah. It's its own brand, but, you know, their champion also defends the ROH Women's Championship on All Elite Wrestling programming, just like Claudio's defended the ROH belt on Dynamite and stuff, too.
Is Claudio still the champion?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Good for him.
Although he never brings the championship to All Elite.
Oh, he doesn't? Smart. That's his gimmick. Yeah, because he'll lose it to some jabroni if it's the first time he does, yeah.
The ROH title is more prestigious than the All Elite title anyway, so.
So, speaking of titles, so does that mean the new brand will have another title?
Don't know. Probably. Or they'll just take a couple, maybe they take one or two belts and kind of make them add that to that. You know, the All Elite Intercontinental Championship or whatever, the Transcontinental Championship, whatever the fuck they call that.
The North American title.
There you go, yeah.
Or the Mid-Atlantic, that's what it was.
There you go, yeah.
No, now maybe it's the All-Atlantic. All-Atlantic.
Yeah, it's...
Okay.
I thought it was...
It's already had three name changes and it's only been a title like 5 minutes.
Yeah, so maybe that one will go to Saturday, Shotgun, you know, straight to Saturday nights, which is what we're calling the program now.
I like Shotgun. We'll call it Shotgun. It actually has a name. I don't know what the fuck it is, but it actually has a name.
So it was the Mid-Atlantic Championship, but AEW has not called it the International title.
EVPs aren't pee-pee heads, Mika. They're pieces of shit. Get it right. Oh, Mika's not even in here anymore.
What is an international title that has not been defended internationally yet?
How is the All Elite Championship a world championship and hasn't been defended outside the United States yet either?
It wasn't defended at... It might be defended in Toronto. It might be defended in Wembley.
It probably will, but it's not a world title yet. Has not yet been defended internationally, and they've been calling it a world title since its inception.
I'm pretty sure the International All Atlantic, whatever the fuck it's called,
the Intercontinental Championship. Yeah, I think Cassidy's supposed to defend it at Forbidden Door 2 in Canada.
I mean, they just if they're going to call it the international or the whatever
intercontinental,
they need to start off every single match with a headlock, shoot off, tackle, drop down, leapfrog, hip toss, cover. If it's going to be the international title,
Yeah, do the old international. That's how you like it. You can't win. You can't win the match unless you guys do the international.
Yeah. Point blank. Period.
And
easy, easy. People still say that. No.
No.
No, I don't think so.
But he, right. But he did just beat somebody up on at WrestleMania.
Who did?
So apparently, because one email wasn't enough, Vince McMahon sends a second email, to personnel and know that he is not in charge, that his son-in-law is in charge.
Yeah, because everybody on the internet is bitching about it.
A likely story. If you have to say it more than once, it makes it sound fishy.
Is that one of those, like, say it once, shame on you, say it twice, shame on me?
I'm just saying, if you have to try to convince somebody of something, it's probably a reason.
Well, the internet's trying to convince us he is in charge.
Yeah, well, they can't lie on the internet, though. You know that. That's not allowed.
Well.
That was stated in the Geneva Convention.
Was it?
Yep.
I think World War I was actually fought over that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going there.
What's that? The song "Take Me Out" by Franz Ferdinand was a big hit there, and it was fought over the licensing rights for that song.
You say you don't know. That's the only lyric of that song I know. It said. I know the guitar
because it's fucking killer, and it was on guitar. Right. Everybody and their mother played it 100 times.
So what do you guys think about the Saudi show being rebranded, no longer Kings and Queens of Wrestling, but instead Night of Champions?
Well, I hear that Roman Reigns is going to get like an hour long tribute, so I'm okay with it.
Are you sure it's Roman Reigns they want and not, you know, some wrestler who's been dead for 15 years?
Yeah.
They don't want, like, we want Andre the Giant there this time. We haven't had Andre the Giant here in Saudi Arabia. We want Andre the Giant here. Cool, guys. We'll bring him. Don't worry. We'll bring him back from the dead. You know, Frankenstein him and send a bunch of bolts through him, reanimate him.
AI.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, they could just do like a 3D hologram of fucking Andre wrestling Hogan and put it there in the ring, and everybody be like, "This is the greatest. It's a rematch from WrestleMania 3."
Nobody wants him to wrestle Hogan, though. Let's be real.
That's what the Saudis do, though. Because we talked about this. They like Hogan because they share similar ideals.
Oh yeah, we did talk about that last week. I remember that now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had to listen. So, Night of Champions. I mean, do you guys think that there may still be a chance that they do the King of the Ring, Queen of the Ring tournaments, throw out maybe Raw and SmackDown, and they just do the finals at Night of Champions?
Who knows? Maybe.
Maybe. I mean, that would make more sense for a Saudi show, because the thing is, the King of the Ring has, you know, has always kind of been a mid-card, upper mid-card tournament. You know, it's meant to take somebody and bring them into a higher spotlight. I mean, it never does. It usually just some mid-carder walks around with a fucking crown on his head for 2 or 3 years.
There's only been one person that it ever really elevated. Like,
typically it was kind of like your one-way ticket to the Intercontinental Championship for a while there, too.
And then I think in, like, what, 01? No, it was 02 that they implemented that the winner gets a title shot. And then that was the last year that they happened to do it. And then again, that was the only person that they ever fucking pushed.
Mm.
Was Brock.
Brock won it. Edge won it. You know, Billy Gunn won it.
But Edge never really got the world title push until like 10 years later.
Yeah, well, it took him that long to get halfway decent in the ring, though.
Bullshit. But he also did go through a ton of injuries in like 02 and 03. And then what, Billy Gunn won it in 99, and now he's scissoring children on television.
Hey, man, he's living every old homo's dream, okay? He's scissoring handsome young men half his age, okay? I mean, what do you want? He's super tan, he's buff, he's scissoring dudes half his age. I mean, that's...
He's got blonde hair.
That's the dream, yeah.
Hasn't he always had blonde hair?
No.
Yeah, but he was just talking about, you know, that was a an attribute.
He did have black hair when he was with the Smoking Guns. 98 was Ken Shamrock.
Right, so
I wonder what went wrong with Ken.
Too many shots to the head.
Pushed him. I guess he came in the wrong time, or he came up in the wrong time, right at the Austin boom and the Rock, and poor Shamrock.
Yeah. See here. So, okay. So, a while back, a few years back, I think the whole thing with WWE telling the wrestlers you can't do Twitch. Now WWE makes a deal with Twitch, and all the wrestlers are welcome to stream on Twitch now. I guess it's good for the wrestlers, make a little more money, but it sounds like still WWE's trying to make sure that they get theirs for their intellectual property.
Of course, yeah. So it means that they would probably also
the system.
They would also have a little bit of say over what you know, maybe have some rules about what you can do and can't do, and what you can say and can't say.
I mean, they've all kind of skirted the system because everybody kind of has their own thing on up, up, down, down at this point. Like half the roster does stuff on up, up, down, down. Which reminds me, I need to see if the next episode of GM Mode has come out on up, up, down, down.
Speaking of episodes, and we've been editing the WrestleMania episode that we recorded. So,
why am I subscribed to All Elite Wrestling on YouTube? Somebody is screwing with me.
You are?
Cool.
Yeah, new Battle of the Brands. I'll watch that when we're done here.
Well, speaking of what we got here, I mean, I think that's it for this week. Quite a short one for news. I mean, other than all the big stuff in New Japan that...
Yeah, it's kind of...
Get that full lash vibrant.
Kind of post-WrestleMania season, you know, there's a little bit... little bit of a not a lull, but you know, it's a little bit of big news, slow on the big news for a couple weeks till they start ramping up for the next big show.
Yeah. I was interested in getting that full lash vibe.
Yeah, you should.
All right, so
good deal.
With Backlash, coming and going. That's, and then is it the Saudi show next, or is it Money in the Bank?
I think it's
the
Saudi show, then Money in the Bank,
and then SummerSlam. Lots going on. But I don't. Yeah, New Japan personally has basically done a good job capitalizing on what's working for him. It definitely does feel like we're starting to get back to the world before COVID. But not quite yet. But yeah, so I think that's gonna be it for tonight. We're gonna keep it short and sweet, and just get ready for the next few weeks, months. We cover a lot of stuff happening in New Japan Pro Wrestling, of course, with all these promotions. 1 week can be seen as quiet, and then all of a sudden it's just and nothing, everything, people, it's just stuff that people can't stop talking about. So we'll see what happens between now and next week. We plan to be here next Tuesday, unless we need to be here on a third Wednesday, because we like to respect Eric's Celtics playing. They might not be playing. Who knows? Depending on how all that
game 4 is on my birthday, which is going to be a sweep. So it's going to be perfect. Our series will end on Sunday.
And yeah, so please subscribe, iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, Amazon Music, Spotify, anywhere you can hear podcasts. Follow us on Twitter at FOW Radio. Danny's on Twitter, Danny F in Danger. Mika's on Twitter at Mika Villas. Eric's on Twitter at DJ. I don't know why I'm using DJ. At EJ423X. I'm on Twitter at YellowmanPA. And until next time, keep watching wrestling.